fifth vaccine is in the final stages of being made available to people in the EU. In the coming weeks, Johnson & Johnson hopes to gain approval from the European Medicines Agency for its vaccine against COVID-19 infection, which is given to people in just one dose. If the agency says yes, Ireland will get 2.2 million doses of the new vaccine from late March. Dr. Leisha Daly is Senior Director of Government Affairs and Policy for Johnson and Johnson Supply Chain EMEA. Dr. Daly, good morning. Thanks for talking to us.
Good morning, Gavin, and thanks very much for talking to me too.
Tell us first, how does the vaccine work?
So it's a viral vector vaccine. So it's how it works is we use an inactivated common cold virus to take a piece of the genetic material of the coronavirus into the human cell. And that then activates the body's own immune system to fight against the virus.
So that's different from the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines that are in use here, closer to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Would that be fair?
Exactly. And I think the big advantage of that is that it can be stored at normal vaccine temperatures, so 2 to 8 degrees normal refrigeration. So it doesn't need the higher or the extreme temperatures of storage that the mRNA vaccines need.
Will it work on the known variants so far?
Yes, so we have completed our phase 3 trial at the back end of last year, and that the readout from that happened at the end of January. And from that, we had over 45,000 people participating in that study, and a significant cohort of those were in South Africa. And the results indicate that over 85% of those participants had protection against severe disease, and in fact 100% protection against hospitalization and death. And of that 44,000, as I mentioned, 15% were in South Africa, and 90% of those had the South African variant. And the results are similar there, so very strong results, 85% effective in preventing severe disease and complete protection against hospitalization and death, which obviously are the significant problems,
yes,
that the health services are experiencing at the
moment.
But
when you look at the effectiveness to include moderate disease, and moderate disease includes, includes for example, pneumonia, deep vein thrombosis, or severe difficulty with breathing, the vaccine is 57% effective against moderate and severe disease in South Africa and 66% globally. Isn't that right?
So absolutely, that's absolutely correct. But I think it's important to note when this study was done. So it was done in the worst of circumstances at the back end of last year. And the study was carried out in the US, in Brazil, in South Africa. And actually 41% of the participants had comorbidities. So hypertension, also obesity and diabetes. So it was carried out in a different time to the other studies that have been done. So the results are still highly significant, showing that extreme effectiveness in the particularly in South Africa, now that you've just been speaking about the South African variant.
What about people over the age of 65? What percentage of the people involved in the trial were over that age?
34% were over 60. So again, a significant group of patients were in that older age group, and similar efficacy, similar protection against hospitalization and death. So, and obviously the virus has been shown to be very well tolerated as well, with acceptable or low levels of side effects.
How long does protection... Dr. Daly, go ahead. How long does protection last?
The study is continuing. The data that we've shown presented initially was after 28 days, and then that was at that 85% effectiveness. But actually, with the study being continued for longer, we've seen that at 49 days, we have 100% protection against severe disease. So that data is still being collected, but what we're seeing is that the protection improves over time.
The WHO, the World Health Organization, wants big companies, pharma companies like Johnson & Johnson, to share intellectual property and know-how and cell lines to allow easier manufacturing of vaccines, their justification being that if the pandemic is going to be ended by vaccines, the vaccines need to be got out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. Will Johnson & Johnson agree to that?
We're at the moment ramping up our manufacturing right across the world, and I think it's not as simple as it may appear. Manufacturing vaccines is a significantly complicated process with obviously many steps along the way. And we've started at the back end of last year to find as many manufacturing sites and as many partnerships across the world as possible. And I think that will really ensure that we can make the vaccine available to as many people as possible.
But sharing that intellectual property, do you see Johnson & Johnson and other big companies doing that and doing that soon?
That's not something that we're considering at the moment. I think what we're completely focused on is trying to get this vaccine to as many people as possible.
Why not?
I think that there's a lot of time and effort. We have over 20 years of research in vaccines. Last year we brought an Ebola vaccine to the market, and that has helped us to get to the point of developing this vaccine for coronavirus in such a short space of time. But I think we need to continue to do the research and continue to evolve this vaccine, because as you've just been saying, this vaccine is changing as time goes on, and we need to stay ahead of that.
When do you expect the EMA to make a decision?
We haven't submitted our dossier yet to the EMA. That data has been collated at the moment, and we expect to make that submission to the European Medicines Agency by the end of this month. And I suppose based on other examples in the past, we would expect that approval, all going well, will happen in March.
Dr. Alicia Daly, Senior Director of Government Affairs and Policy for Johnson & Johnson Supply Chain, EMEA. Thank you very much for taking our call this morning. 26 minutes past 8.